Welcome back to the pod, strictly for the pod, episode 33. That
don't fuck it up.
33 is commonly believed to be Jesus's age when he was crucified.
That's the only thing I can think of. I like how you did that.
He technically was 33 when he died.
Was he 33?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was 33.
But no, Scottie Pippen.
Danny Granger.
Danny Granger.
Injuries.
I swear.
Danny Granger was a poor man's Brandon Roy if he would have never got hurt.
Troy Bolton.
That's too tall. Brandon Roy.
Right. Troy Bolton from high school.
Troy Bolton was number 14. He was.
Oh, I'm a fake fan.
I never watched High School Musical for real, so I don't want to tell you.
What? Really? They had all the baddies. Vanessa.
He had Ashley.
Vanessa is still a baddie.
Vanessa. Oh, yeah, trust me. My sister was on that shit heavy, and I was too, because I was there for the female.
Dude,
Vanessa Hudgens, Ashley Tisdale. The boy was the black girl name. Oh, she was fine too. They had some baddies in High School Musical, boy.
I didn't watch that.
I used to like Brenda Song. I was a Brenda Song.
Yeah.
Brenda
Tuff. Wendy Wu, Homecoming Warrior.
She was tough. Mm-hmm. Brenda and Raven. No one's my Disney Channel go-tos. And Kim Possible, even though she was a cartoon.
Zendaya had me on lock, boy.
I don't know. You can't say that, bro. That's pedophilia. When Zendaya came out,
we was grown, bro.
I
think Zendaya like 26.
Yeah. So when did she do Casey Undercover? She was what? How old?
When did Casey did Undercover come out? Casey Undercover.
She was on.
Let me go. I gotta do.
I should be 8 minutes. Hold on.
The first time I saw Zendaya was in Shake It Up, which came out in 2010. And the first episode was 2010.
Hold on. So Selena Gomez, I'm not Selena Gomez, Zendaya was born in 2009.
God damn, for real?
Nah, I'm just fucking with you, 1996.
I was about to say, because she was 16 when she was on Casey Undercover. So that was 2009. How old was I in 2009?
She just started in 2009.
I hadn't even graduated. I graduated in 2010. Oh, shit, nigga. Yeah.
Never mind. We good.
Yeah, hell yeah. Man, be tripping for a minute. Relax. Don't put that on me.
Sorry.
That's why I said we was making sure. I used to get teased that Zendaya was too young. And I used to be like,
I think that sounds like some haters.
Yeah.
they were just haters.
She was built like a little boy. That's what they used to say.
Have y'all seen her new movie Challengers? I heard she was getting busy. I ain't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it. I saw she was getting double teamed, tennis racket. But
oh my god, her in that
light. It's gonna taint me. It's gonna taint my vision of her. I don't want to
take
see
me
it.
None. It won't take me none.
Yeah. Nah, Zendaya's like a little.
She's Mary Jane. She's Mary Jane.
Why am I out of focus? That's just how I feel when I don't have my Claritin, yo.
Oh, yes, you are battling through. You talk about a trooper. I heard you got feeling a little under the weather. Y'all sick at the Ronald McDonald.
It's not even that serious. It's 99.5.
Oh, that's average.
It has to be 100 to be a fever. I think everyone's overreacting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just concerned.
That nigga got the vids.
And it's affecting the camera.
Well, thanks for talking. Yeah, what the hell is happening? Hey, I'm here. Focus.
I wonder if it's the background.
Probably, but my room's too messy to take it off.
Nah, because she was straight last time. She's been straight this whole time. I think the camera just looking out for it. I said, you know, you got a little puffy in the face. You sick. Hey, shit, you've been shooting at me since the last two pods. I had to get a nod. Yeah, I went back on bad about that. I was on the list to the playback. We get to the part. Damn, so they just found someone better. I was like, God damn. Like, what did I do to Tiffany to just shoot at me like that? I said, that's crazy.
And I'm not feeling well, so everybody's catching strays. Javier, Tyler, fucking watch out.
Shoot at them. I've got enough.
You shoot at me. You know what? Let's go.
Motherfuckers want to throw darts.
Throw a motherfucking dart.
What is that saying? You want to put up hands? Put up hands.
Ooh, yes, no one never said that.
You know
no
something that's says. A hot topic that we actually need to get into. I got one. Lil Yachty is going to lose a lot of fans.
Why?
I saw that on that Shade Room. They've been talking about him a lot.
I didn't see anything.
Basically, something that I was thinking about today that I thought we should bring up on a pod is, what is considered a good friend, and when is it considered that you're being taken advantage of? This is what Lil Yachty, because Yachty got into this today. So if
what happened?
Unfortunately, we don't have a clip. Just to put it in context for everyone that didn't know, Lil Yachty did a podcast. He does one similar where he has people come to his house and interviews them. He had Key Glock and his homeboy Mitch. I think that was his name, Mitch. Actually joined the pod and was there. Key Glock did something wild and tried to spark up in Yachty's house, and he could tell that Yachty was mad uncomfortable. He was like, yo, first time, I guess, doing that here. We just spark it up. Just go ahead. Boy. And he was just being like, just hear him talk. Y'all have to see this shit. I really did not realize he really sounds like that. But blah, blah, blah. The story goes on. And out of nowhere, he kind of blitzes his homeboy. Out of nowhere, like out of left field. He was like, you ever feel like, it's a certain point where you're taking care of someone where it's becoming a certain thing. And he's like talking to Key Glock about this. Key Glock gets quiet as hell about the situation. It's crazy. And he's outing him. And he was like, I told you not to get a job because I knew you wouldn't get a job. What's the point of me saying it if I knew? Like, he's just outing him. It's bad. And then he had to get online today on live and basically was like, this is why we got rid of Caribou. Caribou's not 100K in the hole. To me, I got the receipts. He was like, I can show it. I was like, 900K is crazy. But he was like, I never wanted to do the podcast. I'm a rapper, nigga. I make 400,000 just for a feature. Like, he was talking about all that. I did not know he made 400,000 for a feature. That's crazy.
And they be sucky.
No, the one he did with Drake, that new one, I was like, I hope Drake just do it by himself. He need to scrap that. But anyway, I guess the question I want to pose to y'all is, I think there's a fine, I guess, when is the line too much for taking care of someone versus being a good friend? I feel like when it comes to my friend circle, whatever, if I have it, I'm giving it 9 times out of 10. I'm not going to stress about it in that moment most of the time. Because if you had to ask for it, the people that's in my circle, you had to have needed it. I don't just give to give.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Depends on what we talking about.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Just talking about money.
I just watched this video. Sorry.
You saw it.
Boy, let one of y'all niggas have done. I would have came across that motherfucking table, boy.
It was bad. What happened? What happened?
It was very bad. Go ahead, Tyler.
So basically, you could tell Yachty felt some type of way about Key Glock sparking up in his room or wherever the hell they was at. So you know, like how low key in the party, Akasha be getting clowned on, and then a nigga like me, I'll be laughing too hard, and then he want to not direct his energy at the nigga that's clowning on him, but he want to direct energy at me because I'm laughing at it. And he be like, oh, so essentially, that's what happened. Yachty low key kind of got bitched by Key Glock because Key Glock ain't respect his stuff. His friend was sitting there smirking, kind of like, oh yeah. And then so basically Yachty was like, oh, you said shit funny. And then basically started blitzing this out in this man business. Cause even the nigga looked at him like, what the fuck? And then
he hit him with the boy, if you know. Oh, so shit that go on amongst us all the time. Basically.
But y'all niggas silly. But millions of niggas.
It was bad though. It was like real bad.
And then like he said he got on Instagram.
That ain't no different than us. Niggas be going ready to fight niggas now.
When you do it in private versus in front of other people.
Yeah, that's like they got like, streaming networks.
There's a peanut gallery of ours that think shit be funny, but little.
But that's that's less than 10 people though.
No, but this is like
this is the right nigga. I'm gonna say like this. To the right niggas, it can be 10, it can be 1. And that's all I'm going to say.
But
so you know what that's like.
Oh, you're in focus. Okay. You're in focus.
So, okay, I'm going to relate it. I don't know if y'all watch MTV Catfish, the TV show.
I did when it was like first out, but now it's like that got crazy.
That one episode of this woman like who catfished her cousin for like years and she was like, you're never yes, so she catfished him pretending to be another gay man, and she's like, you're never gonna find Tony, you're never gonna find him. And he's like, why are you being so pessimistic, bitch? And she's like, because I'm Tony. And like she broke out the voice, and he's like, why would you do that, why would you? And she's like, well, you never should have called me a fat ass Kelly Price.
That's crazy.
And so she knew she catfished him. She knew he reached out to catfish. She That's got on the show with him just to, in front of the whole world, say, got you, bitch. And so, like, some people really aren't that vindictive of just like, I don't care.
And if we would have been fighting. We would have been fighting on national TV.
She took words that were said in the privacy of their house their other cousins and said, it's funny, I'm gonna make you look like Boo Boo the damn fool on national TV. Oh my god.
Nah, that's crazy. I mean, I've seen that behavior plenty of times amongst our friend group.
But that wasn't the question though.
Where is the, for that video you'd have to see it, but where is the line between being a genuine friend and you, and I guess them stepping over the line? Because I've had to have discussions with we won't even relate it to money, we'll just relate it to anything. Where
I was about to say, it really depends on the situation we're talking about.
Yeah, it depends on situation. Let's say that.
But
where is your limit here?
Or do you mind. Okay, let's tell. Let's first. I'm gonna talk about two different finances. We have to be like this, and I ain't got no limit because if I got it, I'm gonna help out regardless. Second, if it's like a disrespect thing, it depends. Like if you trying to just embarrass and we can joke, we bust jokes all the time. That's nothing. That's
sometimes,
nothing. But
sometimes
when you
can get hit, sometimes you get hit below the belt, but not crazy below the belt. But
but that shit don't bother.
I elbow you at the top of the head a little bit. See if you gonna elbow me back.
Yeah, but y'all know when niggas get crazy. Y'all know I ain't trying to throw anybody's business about out there. About
no, just say it. Call me out.
Nah. We've had incidents amongst our friend groups, and they've been checked before and handled. But other than that, you know,
I feel like for me, I'll let you get away with a lot if you reciprocate. You know, if I know that I can on the flip side go to you, like then I'll give you the shirt off my back because I know you'll give me the shirt off yours. But if I'm like, hey man, I'm cold, like can I borrow your jacket, and you tell me to burn in hell,
that's crazy. Burning Hill.
I can say the situation without saying names. Like, see, there's some niggas that's just crazy, like me. See, I've choked one of our friends before. Like, you don't disrespect me on any type of level, I'm gonna choke you. So that's where I'm at with it. It's some niggas you can play around with, then some niggas gonna just be like, nah, I'm gonna choke you, and then we're gonna move on from this. But that's just me. But I ain't right. It ain't all. I'm gonna tell you, it ain't all there. I don't play that shit. They know that. That's why now I go on mute. Like, we be in the project. They, them niggas get silly. I just go on mute and be quiet. Cause I'll choke you. That's me.
Something wrong with them.
It is. I done told people they don't want to believe me.
I feel like. Don't
believe
me. I feel like for myself, if I'm in a position to put niggas on, I'm putting niggas on. But like David said, we gotta. It depends on how close we is. If I've spoken to you, if you had a sprinkle of Trevor in your life, you might receive a small monetary check via FedEx. And hey, just to say I was nice. Said via FedEx, but now in a circle, definitely we could all come along. I'm barely working.
That's a fact.
Sit in the corner if you want to. I ain't gonna clown you too much. Now. There are some niggas who do get jealous and they start biting the hand that feeds them. And at that point, you know, you either get a spray bottle or you slap a dog. Like, I don't like dogs. That's all I got now.
So you damn sure don't. You ain't like dogs for a while. I remember that. Remember when Dale was wanting a dog, you shut that shit down.
Now I kind of want a dog and she's shutting it down, but neither here nor there. But yeah, now I'm from like, if I got it, we got it. But I'm not going. I feel like, yeah, to that extent, depending on the person, how long y'all been rocking, I feel like there's really no limit. I only mess with a few people so that we'll all be rich. The little circle will just be chilling. You know? Right. But, I'm very big on, I ain't going to bring my family along just because your niggas weren't talking to me before. Why are you talking to me now? You'll get a monetary check to your door. First.
Tiffany, you think today's, what are we in, Gen Z? You think they want to publicize their problems too much? A good example, Lil Yachty, he's done resorted to all this. It was on IG Live. He was on Twitter with it. He's in the shade room talking about it. He got on his podcast.
That's
talking about
it.
You think today's group can't handle things internally, like they don't have good people skills, rather than they feel like the outlet is better when the public views it?
I feel like 100% they forget that there's like legit other people watching you, you know, and I feel like they forget the ramifications, because like it's so easy for us to even be like, okay, it's just the four of us talking, but like, no, you have to remember this is going to be posted somewhere. People are going to listen to it. People are going to have opinions, and like,
that's the thing,
have words.
They don't care because they grew. This is all they know is social media. This group, Tiffany, when was your birthday?
98. Like, so not 98? Not we. Okay, only so we. Us, we have
us. Us three. Well, I mean, you grew up through with this shit. So, but for us three, for sure, like we grew up right when, you know, we got them niggas that was from our folks that was cut from a different cloth and grew up through the 80s and the 90s and how they handle shit. Then you got us, the 91, 93 babies that like we grew up with this internet shit, but we had values of niggas from the 80s and whatnot and all that shit. So, like, we know how to move when it comes to shit like this. This is all these little niggas know is I gotta put shit on the net. That's it. And they just different. So yeah, niggas like Yachty, what is he, a 2000 baby? I'm sure he's a 2000 baby somewhere in there. This is all they know. This is all they know. They going right to the internet about shit. They don't know how to keep shit in house. They don't know how to do none of that. This is they thing, the social media. That's them.
He just need to get his ass beat one time. That's all I'm saying.
And I'm sure he has, though. Ain't he from Atlanta?
Nah.
That could explain a lot because y'all know how y'all dealt with Atlanta niggas in basic. Something.
We all took a turn with him. Everybody got a piece of him. Boy, that's crazy too.
And that's the thing. I feel like nothing against niggas from Atlanta. We're not saying.
Yeah, right. We're not saying all y'all are great, but you know, some of y'all say
something. I'm just saying the two Atlantians I ran into ain't got no common sense. Common sense ain't common. So.
I'm not gonna lie, you're not talking about
wisdom is chasing them, but they are faster.
And then they always think they're so swaggy. Let me stop. I'm not doing this
because they think they the new. They think they the new New York. They think they the new New York, which I mean, everybody is heading down that way now. But I'm just like, damn, which y'all gotta relax.
To me, is wild because New York is so big on respect, and like I feel like people don't realize without like not even crass, but like how rough we can like be and appear. Like New York is very much like we're gonna riff, we're gonna riz because we have like that history. But the second you go too far, like if we're not tight like that and you say something, I'm pulling you to the side because you're gonna disrespect me in front of everybody here. That's not gonna fly. And you get one warning shot. That's it.
That's what they do in New York. They be like, "You good?" when they bumping each other.
No, not New York. Yeah, New York. You
good, B?
They different.
Yeah.
You good?
Like,
it's time we need to
talk. You good?
Yes, sir. You good?
Yo, dead ass. You dead ass right now? You dead ass?
Technically,
they ask you a good 20 times before they eat.
It's universal. I love that "you good" is used for everything. That's "I'm checking on you." That's like, "Oh no, like my bad, like excuse me, I bumped into you." That's "are you trying to fight with me?" That's like "have a good day." That's the New York "you good."
Moment. We call that a nigga moment in the boondocks.
I was about to say "you good" is like New York's version of aloha. Just "you good."
Basically.
Well, you know, New York is still a big doo-doo hole, so it's fine.
Fight me. You good? You good? Tyler, we good?
Suck my dick, as they would say. No, not like... I don't think we can say that anymore.
Oh my gosh. I'm telling Danielle. I'm gonna start...
I don't care.
I'm a fake cry with mascara and get on Twitter.
You know what I thought of when he said that? The little thing from Dr. Doolittle where he was like, "Look at me, look at me.
I don't look at me. Do I care? Do I care?
Look at me.
I don't care.
Watch. Look at me. Look at me." He's like, "Do I care?
Sure. Look at me. I don't care." No. That's me every day in this house. That's me. Do I care? Look at me.
No.
Care?
Well, speaking of if y'all care, this is a great segue. Great segue. Victoria, if you listen to this, it was all jokes. Don't come for me.
Mailbag? Are we getting in the mailbag? Or friend bag? Friend mailbag?
Oh, I actually got one.
Hey,
well, he had a question for us.
Wait.
A question.
Or is what are you talking about?
No. Let him segue.
Okay. I was segueing to shit. Nah, I forgot. Came back to me, though. Segue. I saw something online. Would you guys let your significant other? Did I ask this already? No, I don't think I did.
Leave for 3 months?
I think I did. I had a
high. You did.
Nah, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
You did yesterday.
Check episode
yesterday. 32. Hold on.
Listen to our episode.
The last episode.
Sorry, yeah. Guys. You know, look. We don't have to smoke break the Tyler early.
Hold on. There's one in there.
As you look on. I had a long week, y'all. My mind has been jumbled and bumbled.
Right.
Don't you play?
I got it.
Got it.
There you go.
It's a very good one.
Uh-oh.
It's from one of our people. I ain't gonna give his name. David, you know him, and I know him. But he asked. We opened in the bag. We opened the mailbag. Hold on, I lost it. Damn, I lost it. Go ahead, Tyler. Come
if
back.
It's a dumb question. I'm gonna let him. If it's a dumb question, I'm gonna let him know.
Oh, I got it. I found it. All right, potential pod question. If you had to introduce the Black culture to someone using 5 to 10 Black movies, we're gonna go 5. 10 is a lot.
10 is a lot.
What movies would you recommend?
First of all, this is a great question. Secondly, is the person who asks this question Black?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. All right, cool.
I don't think I can answer this.
TG, David, you know TG?
Yeah.
Yeah, him.
We can say his name. Shout him out.
So we.
Shout out to my guy, Terrence.
Yeah, shout out to Terrence.
Galloway.
Shout out to Terrence.
I'm a half answer.
Hold on, wait. We each have our own list, or we just collectively add into a list?
We can add to a list.
Let's make a list.
Who's getting? Somebody has to get 2. Only one, I can. I'm only gonna take 1.
No. Okay, we're doing top 5, man. Top five.
Yeah, top 5.
I'm gonna go ahead. I got Let's go. Friday.
What's for us?
Throw it in there. Friday.
Nah, look. Listen. Friday is a Black classic. That has to be either 3 or 2.
I was going to say Menace. Well, let's throw Menace to Society or come
up. Yeah, but hold on. Let's think about what he asked, though. Introducing Black culture to us. But goddamn, is we just thugs to you?
No, that's not what I'm saying. But that is
part of it. You got a point. But goddamn,
I could show Snowfall, but that's a series. That's not a movie.
No, we doing movies.
No,
that's not the movie. That's not. Look how you look at us.
Can I say one?
I'm saying the ones I don't want to say like the Madea.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all of her.
I'm gonna say The Last Holiday.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's really? So good.
That's pretty good.
It's not with Whitney Houston.
That's no, good. But I love
me. Wait, no, I need to change it.
Queen Latifah.
Brandy Cinderella. Final answer.
For Black. Okay, I think we're getting past missing the point. Okay, hold on.
We're missing the point here.
Let's start number five off with the wood at five.
I was going to.
The wood at five is high. I feel like that should be high.
We only got 5.
Wait. No, what's the wood is one with Stacey. Wait, the wood is one with Stacey and Autumn, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's cool. That's five.
That's showing a coming of age.
Yeah. What's that movie called? I know y'all know that when they sing in Cinderella. What is that song?
Say my name.
What is that freaking movie?
Oh no, this nigga said Cinderella.
You talking about Lean on Me?
Lean on Me. That's a good one.
That motherfucker was about to throw that motherfucker off the roof. He said, "You want to do drugs? You want to die?"
I'm saying that's good. That is a good one.
Hear me out. A number four is a Black movie. It hasn't been out very, very long, but it's been out for a long time. But I feel like it's like the condiments to the meat patty we put down in the wood. Pause. ATL, number 4.
That's a good one.
ATL, that is a good one. So we got the wood, ATL.
What about This Christmas, if we're going to go holiday movies?
That shows family. You can either go This Christmas or Soul Food.
Soul Food.
Let's go Soul Plane.
I don't want Chris Brown in my list at all.
Why Soul Plane? What does that have to do
with Soul Plane? I think
you just naming great classics.
That's why Friday is number 2.
Okay.
Because it's funny.
What about Man, I would love it.
We need a number three.
I want to hear what number 1
going to be. Honestly, I was going to do number 1. As Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, Boys in the Hood would be.
You know what's crazy? Never seen it.
Oh my God.
You ain't never seen Rick.
I've never watched it.
Boys in the Hood is number 1 just because it highlighted the Black community and the one nigga that was pro Black trying to get everybody out. Gang violence, the one nigga who thought he was
going to start a corner church.
The nigga who was like, I'm too smart for this.
I never even saw him get shot.
Why am I trying to be this?
The only part
you ain't seen Cuba Gooding swinging out the air.
The only part I've ever seen is the part where he's like,
but don't know what the meme for.
Yeah. The only part I know is the shut up, bitch, with Ice Cube. Shut up, bitch. He's like, wait, we ain't no bunch of hookers. Whatever
she said, can we have one night where don't nobody shoot at nobody? And he said, shut up,
bitch. He plays such a good dickhead, boy.
Hey, yo, it's funny because when I was watching it, I was thinking the exact same shit.
So Bad Boys didn't make it in? Bad Boys really wouldn't be a culture.
That's not a black culture movie.
Culture, yo.
Honestly, number three.
Why is Roots not in there?
Roots? Oh, no. Roots is a black history movie. No.
I mean, no.
What about Emancipation?
You know what movie I saw way too early? Drumline.
That's a good one. See, if we did a top 10, Drumline would have been in top 10.
That would explain the college experience.
That explained just rhythm.
I'm sorry. Did y'all not say Bring It On? That's fucked up.
That's a good one. Stomp the Yard with a show.
Stomp the Yard is not top 5, though.
Not top 5, but it's top 10. Definitely top 10. Because it shows the history of the brotherhood,
So did Drumline. Drumline had the man all secretive, didn't go on a date because he was trying to join the fraternity and all that.
Barbershop.
We could say
that's a clean number.
Dead ass. I only need 2 to introduce people to Hispanic culture, right?
Let's hear
The Road to El Dorado.
No,
Selena.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
El Canto. That's it. All you need to know is we love this one musician. God rest her soul. And our grandmothers are very mean to us. That's it. That's all you gotta know.
That's a fact.
everything else, Coco, that's just
crazy.
Encanto with the dead people. The Book of Life, Encanto with the dead people. We have generational trauma, and we really love this Mexican singer. That's it.
Real bad, man. Real bad.
That's
crazy.
She's wearing a bra.
What?
Huh? When she brought out her bustier, he said, "What is she wearing? She's wearing a bra." And her mom goes, "I think it's cute."
Oh my gosh, yes, from Selena. Okay.
See. This bumper,
cry every time.
Was torn off by the boss of Salinas. He said with an S. I love that movie.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's okay. We can watch it.
Yeah, you gotta do that. Get him that.
What is it on?
You're gonna cry.
You are gonna cry.
Emma!
Trevor. You are.
I don't know. He is kind of an asshole. He ain't gonna cry.
No, he's gonna cry.
I cried and turned red.
I
never seen that.
You gotta
see
turning
red. That's great trauma bonding. Says great trauma.
Mm-hmm. And they based it in the early 2000s, so they was all still boy bands and all that other stuff. It was real cool how they set it up.
That's what I heard.
Had a little fake NSYNC in there and all that. It was cool.
They said Inside Out was pretty good too. Would explain it. Yeah.
Remember the Titans also made me cry.
Oh, such a great movie. We will be perfect.
Remember the Titans was a good black movie too.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm saying many good
pens. Gridiron Gang was a good one, but I feel like I'm still not in the right ball.
You just trying to put us in jail. Jail and thugs.
That was a good one.
You just like, jail is like nigga shit.
Javier
would have been
a house nigga. God, this nigga, him and drug dealers, boy. What is wrong with you? We are more than just drug dealers, my man. The brothers.
Stop selling drugs, Tasha. He was crashing down on her, boy.
Classic. All of them were successful. All of them had, well, Jackson had some issues. Y'all ever see The Brothers with Morris Chestnut and D.L. Hughley? And
like Tyrese is in that.
Nah, it's Bill Bellamy.
It's called Four Brothers. Or Brothers.
Four Brothers.
I love Brother Where Art Thou. That's some white people shit, but man, do I love it.
I'm going to say this. I've never Morris seen
Chestnut, it. Morris Chestnut, ugly ass nigga.
George Clooney?
Morris.
Oh, my bad. I just saw a picture of him. He just funny looking. I'm funny looking too, so hey, whatever. It's a funny look.
Hey, Calvin, why you bring him here? This your dad? You don't want to talk to him? Get him out of here.
Wait, what was that? Wait, say it again. I recognize. Say it again.
Hey, Calvin, why you bring him here? It's your dad. You don't want to talk to him?
He's like, oh,
yeah. Get him out of here.
Yeah. Light Mike. Okay. Light Mike. Oh, man. I forgot he was in that movie. Yeah, boy, he painted all over that man wall. Man.
I'd be like, you just go, you ain't going to know it. Math, dog. Nah, here. We're going to take it to the library.
Light Mike was that shit. I remember we went and saw that when it was in theaters. This is how old that movie is. This is when Clemson still had his theater.
Damn, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, if those who know from South Carolina,
$2 theater,
bro, was playing Light Mike when it first came out. That was a long fucking time ago, bro.
Mr. Iverson, sir, and I was just like shook when I saw him. I was like, that's crazy. They got AI crazy in this damn movie. He's like player. He's like after the game.
After.
They cast Steve, one of my favorite dunkers of all time, Steve Francis, in it, but he didn't make the cut. God, tell me I wanted him to be in it. Steve Francis, boy, was the man, boy. Vince Carter was in there.
I had something, but I gotta find it. So,
yeah. Oh, okay, I got you. Hey guys, we need to talk because it's breaking my mind. Y'all seen Mamma Mia?
I've never
seen it. Let me break it down for you.
But I know.
Let me break it down for you. So this girl is talking to her friends. Oh my God, I'm about to get married. And she's like, but listen, I found my mom's diary from when she was my age. And in it, she talks about how she hooked up with three men around the time I was conceived. I don't know who my daddy is. I invited all three men to the island because they live in Greece. And she was like, I wrote to them pretending to be my mom, invited them all to the island. All three men show up. It has been 20 years. Now, if one man shows up, okay, fine, maybe. All three? After 20 years, how magical did her?
I was about to say that had to be a magical ride right there,
right?
Nah, that'd be nervous. You better find out who was who.
One, she didn't even say like, "Oh, hey, by the way, I have a daughter." She didn't say shit about that. She just said, "Hey, baby boo, I know it's been 20 years. I missed you. Come to the island around this time to visit me." And all three men showed up.
It was that easy, huh?
That easy. One of them was married, and he still showed up. Yeah. How good was that? You know, 20 years later, you're willing to drop everything for a spontaneous vacation?
It had to be something like
crazy. Contagious going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so who was your father?
They never tell you. So all three guys are hiding, right? In an attic. Because she's like, oh, hey, by the way, I actually wrote to you, not my mom. She doesn't know you're here. Hide in my old attic. And they fall through the roof because it's an old attic. And the mom sees them, and she's like,
I'm over it if I fall through the fucking roof.
Right? And she's like, what in the hell? And they're all like, hey, I know you didn't ask us to be here, but want to do. They spin the block on her. One of them is still married. And they're just like, what it be, what it do. And so they're here. They're going to the bachelor party. They're going to like pre-wedding events. They're hanging out on the island. They're talking to the kid. And they're like, I get it. I'm your dad. Like all three of them on one night are just like, you must have asked me here because I'm your father. I don't know why you asked those other two, but I'm your... And she's like, this is a lot. At this point, I'm going to just have my mom walk me down the aisle. This is too much. Of course it's too much. You invited three strange men that your mom hooked up with once 20 years ago to your wedding. What the fuck?
No, and she never found out who the father was.
Never found out who the father... The mom ends up marrying one of them, so it's like, well, I guess it turns into all three of them are like, yeah, we'll support you like you're my kid. Mm. So like, stand up, guys.
This no, that, the like, mom just had a roster. Really I couldn't get rid of her, and I'm not coming back around after no 30 years fathering a grown woman.
Right.
That's not
they're writing my her child. Letters, they're sending Christmas cards, they're when are you gonna come meet your siblings?
And especially like, the one that's married. He has his own children.
Mm-hmm.
That's a stupid movie.
Just the stupid music movie. Is great though.
Yeah, the music is good.
Oh no. Nah.
I've heard bits of the music.
It's ABBA.
Because it's ABBA.
It's all
the intro. The intro is really good. The intro is really good.
Shit's crazy.
Mamma mia.
That's exactly how they sing it the whole time.
At Mario?
Mm-hmm. Mamma mia. Here we go again. Speaking of Mario, I got Smash Bros.
Watch how you say that.
I know. I'm trying to figure out. I got Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Oh, yay. Now you can practice.
Well, you have no hate in your heart. You can come by and try to run the fade.
People that's good at that game are good at that game.
I didn't realize that you have to fight to unlock the characters.
Yeah, you do. Or you can put it on ease and just get it.
Yeah, basically. But in my household, the totem pole, I'm at the bottom of the Smash totem pole.
That's crazy.
Hey, Jace is better than me, and Marcus, of course.
I've done the ultimate attack.
Yeah, that's Marcus. You be trying to hit him off the edge. He's still flipping in the air. You're like, how many
you're like, when I do that, I got one chance.
And I'm good.
Here go Marcus. She just got to click back and do this circle BX. And you're like, what? How can you do that?
I can't. I'm going to tell you where I'm messing up. Going from Xbox to PlayStation and then being on PlayStation for like 2 days.
And then back to the Switch.
And then going to the Switch and then trying to go back to Xbox. That X button will mess you up every single time.
I found what I wanted to bring to y'all.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, we're back. Okay, he's back. Crunch right. Over. We're ready.
Men love more than women.
Hold on.
I said, I think men love more authentically than women. And this is why.
I can agree. But go ahead.
Women are in love with love.
Yes.
And because of that, I think you guys are wired to stick anybody in that spot. You can make him fit. You guys are socialized from little girls to fall in love with the process, the pageantry of love, the courting phase, the dates. You know what I'm saying? He put his hand on my thigh. We walk down the aisle and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side, when a man figures out they'll realize that he's in love, that's not a happy experience. He's like, God damn it. Because that's
God damn.
Because again, our two jobs are provide and protect.
Mm-hmm.
I love her means that I'm willing to die for her. That's not part of your responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. So we're not going to be as flippant or as, generous with that love. Plus, we're not socialized to fall in love with the whole process and shit like that.
Right.
It's been a little bit obvious.
So what did y'all think? What are y'all thoughts on that?
Whew. He's got a point.
Yeah, I think I'm interested to see what Tiffany said. I'm gonna let her go.
Yeah, no, you gotta let him cook. Like, I feel like he's right. Women are conditioned and socialized to be more receptive to advances and to, like, oh my god, like, he held my hand. Like, there are so many girls who, a big thing is Mr. Darcy in Pride and Prejudice. There's a scene where he flexes his hand. He's like a good 8 feet away from her. He flexes his hand and all the girls go crazy, you know? Because, like, oh my god, like, he's still thinking about holding her hand. That's hot. And it is very easy. I fall in love very easily. But at the same time, I feel like you have to clarify, women don't love disingenuously. Like, yeah, we might fall in love easier, but that doesn't mean it's any less real. And I feel like in the same way, like, yeah, I could quite easily love anybody. I only love you to the capacity that you love me. So, like, it might start out like, ooh, he held my hand, I'm gonna, like, bake him cookies. But if, you know, you falter, it's dead on sight. So as quickly as we can fall in, we can fall out of. And it's all still just as real. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like women, yeah, they definitely fall more so easier so than men. I feel like there's this is gonna sound crazy, but there's three times when a man is vulnerable: after he nuts, when he first falls in love, and when kids are born. Those are like the only three times men are like their most vulnerable. When he really falls in love, when I say that falls in love, you got, I mean, like. But yeah, yeah, I agree with what he said.
To quote, you know, a wise woman, I keep on falling I can't do it.
Like, when y'all know this is crazy. When y'all know a woman can get whatever she want out of y'all. Y'all be sitting like, after it's done, y'all be laying there. She could ask for $100. Like, yeah, just take my car. You just at your most vulnerable. You just lay in there. Like, you just, it's the release of everything. Like, all stress gone for a couple of minutes. For a couple of minutes while she there. That's all I like, man. If you ever want money out of me or anything, you better ask me right after. Because I'm liable to clean the whole house. Like, can you clean the whole house? Yeah, I'll clean the whole house, babe. I swear. Look, just look at how vulnerable you are next time after. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
Oh, no. That's wild.
You want me to go get you a Lexus? Oh, shit.
What my credit looking like? Same thing. Mom. Open up credit karma.
Yeah, mom. Yeah, I need to put something on this Lexus. What's wrong with the GP? I don't want to talk about G. I gotta get a new car.
Bring me my wallet. Oh man.
He's scaring me. He's crawling in the dark over there.
Who? Marcus? Why are you crawling in the dark? Yeah.
Go get him.
Well, how's he gonna walk, David? Fucking rude ass.
Oh, I told you. No, it's just like, he scared me. So you're Tyler, I'm rude. Tyler right there with him. It won't go helpful.
I didn't see him. I just saw a shadow.
But you see him now. Why are you going to let him crawl in the dark? It's crazy. Turn the light on.
He's a grown man, okay? He is not a child.
Hey, yo, if you ever go back through the pods and just hear these moments with Marcus, they are the most funniest shit ever. Tyler be doing him dirty. Oh, shit, boy. This should be funny,
Marcus,
boy.
Marcus ain't doing that. He don't want to do.
He reminds me of Intrusive Thoughts. He reminds me so much of Intrusive Thoughts. So he was the one when he did it with Bobby Alta, whatever her name is. And he was like, I'm sad. She's like, why are you sad? My girl left me. He's like, oh, why'd she leave you? He's like, I don't really know. She was a handicap. He's like, and she just walked out my life. And he's like, no, one day I was at work and I was looking at the camera and she got up out the wheelchair and started walking. I'm like, yo, what's going on? She walking. And Bobby tried her hardest not to laugh. He's like, she literally walked out of my life.
Hey, that nigga's stupid. That man's stupid. Oh, my God.
He did a good one with Tank, too. He was like, don't you hate it when people buy those illegal things at your TV? He said, yeah, I really hate it. He said, I'm going to fuck them up. He's like, are you one of those? And he's like, yeah. and the podcast just ends.
I'm not sure. Oh, did any of y'all watch the DST convention?
Like 5 minutes of it. They were partying.
That's what I heard. I heard it was a big ass party. Yeah. And Stevie?
Dude, so for every Shelly. They played a song. From an artist that was from that state, so like I don't even remember half the states. What I do remember is they're like, hey California, how are you voting? And then all of a sudden you hear do 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 and they start playing They Not Like Us.
That is crazy.
And I was I shit you not, they played it. And
hey yo, it's funny because it fits that nigga.
That's crazy.
That's what's wild. That's what's wild. It fits that nigga, bro. Trying to strike a chord.
You know what?
That's your man. That's
your man. That's your man. White. That's why I be telling the white Trumpers, that's your man's. That's your man's.
Oh, this shit's gonna be nasty and out of disrespect. Hey. He's on vacation. He about to be back online.
Oh my God. Why is he coming back so soon? So quick.
I don't know.
He back already?
Yeah.
Wow! He said, "Fuck y'all." It's been
enough. Hold on.
The money must go on.
This DJ Academic shit.
What the fuck is going? Yo, so
I think he was in the house when them two dudes.
What happened? Give me the full story, because I remember I seen the text messages and that he apparently raped R word somebody.
Essentially, he coerced the girl to come over. She came over. He met her, and then basically. Got her drunk, took her in the room where his two homeboys was, and basically they started kind of engaging
trigger
in
warning.
Sexual
trigger
activities.
Warning.
And he basically left the room and let them do whatever to that girl. She has
so
some
basically
bruises and cuts and all that.
Players club shit.
Basically. And he trying to say that the allegations against him are false because basically she already knew what it was when they came over there, and it's more to
what?
The video and all this.
She basically saying she must have agreed.
Did he get
multiple people?
Did that's he get on his live stream and say this shit?
Yeah, of course. That's the only place he goes and talks about it. He started. He was like, she already knew, and he was like, it's more than what's on the video. It's more than what's on the video. It's a watch, and basically so. But his fat ass can go now, cause yeah, and then they had like the screenshots of this on his camera.
It's the two dudes,
the two dudes and the girl.
They are in the shot. He is not, but they're in the shot.
He not in it. Well, he left her in the room with them, so of course he won't be in the shot.
That no, I don't know. I don't know if that's fake or real.
He also was assumed that. Oh no, Danielle just came out. She told me he did participate in it too.
And he married?
No, he's not married.
Yeah, she said the affidavit is out. So in the affidavit, the girl said he engaged in acts with her too.
We win it all. It all comes down.
What? That's Drake's man right there.
Nah,
don't do that. You being nasty as fuck for that one.
Yeah, let's not.
Nasty.
He put him in a little. He put him in a little bit for a song. He didn't know nothing about that.
Nah, that's nasty work right there.
He put a little too smoking on your top five. I get it. Like I get that, but it ain't like he been using him and his likeness this whole time.
I know, but still, that fat little.
I always thought he was weird. Advocate. I thought he was weird since when he did that Chirac.
But you know, he was riding. He riding the coach.
I ain't like Tim said. I ain't like him when he was doing that shit.
NBA, and he was a big fan of Drake.
I don't know who you a fan of. I don't like if I never liked him when he was doing that whole reporting of what is it?
I like him when he was on Complex.
I didn't know he was with
He was weird on Complex too. Him and him and Joe Bell was on they was on that
the Everyday Struggle show.
The struggle shit. He just always came off like a corny ass nigga. I wish he would have, cause he just came off as like a corny ass nigga. Like, I mean, the dude shit, like what you did, that report on deaths in Chicago with Dirk and all them, that shit was just corny. Like, shit like that, just weird.
I remember
the fact that we gave him a platform. For that shit. That shit, I wish Vic would have. Because, like, bro, we gave that nigga a whole ass platform because of that shit. And he blew up from shit like that's just
Drake,
crazy, man.
And when Drake quoted him in that dang song, that was it. It was over. He's always gonna have money now.
He was already up before that.
He was. He had to roll Royce before that.
Now you want to call somebody a dick rider? That's a definition of that's the personification of a dick rider. Is
that's all he posts? If you go to his little two page, he has three pages. His second page is all Dre. It's all like celebrity drama. Every now and then you'll see him post about.
So that nigga's messy, basically.
He's like Shade Room. He's a blogger. His job is to send out the information. Like if something happened with Drake and Kendrick and all them, his job is to do that. That is what his job is. Mm. Or if his job is to, like for example, Polo G's album sales, he's gonna post the day, the week, the stats for it.
I wish people would stop posting anything dealing with fucking album sales today, because streaming has fucked that all up, and it's just the numbers are inflated by the industry. Like, there's no longer a thing where niggas go out to buy a CD. So, like, when niggas start talking numbers in today, it just don't hit the same anymore for me. Because hell, it take about 1,000 streams to be counted as an album, one album sale. That's why I'm like, it's funny because it's funny. Joe Budden just got his goal for Pump It Up, which was means 500,000 sold. And somebody was clowning him. He had beef. It was a girl. Yeah, because he had talked shit about her on the pod. They was back and forth. They've been beefing back and forth. But everybody was on her ass like, you dumbass. Like, I'm not calling her dumb. I'm just saying what they was like, you dumbass. Do you know that streaming wasn't even out when Pump It Up was out? So to sell 500 copies or something, like, and to get gold, like, that's to be applauded. But you ain't even got.
That was like million.
Like, I'm like, well, no, back then he still would have to sell for it to go platinum. He would still have to. A million copies sold. That's still even today, but it's just
back then that was a challenge to do,
for sure.
It was a bigger feat. It's way different than what it is today.
Back then, you sold 20,000 records. You was considered successful.
That's a fact.
That was considered a great album.
That's a fact.
100,000, you were considered top tier.
Shit, the fact that you had niggas selling millions back then
Pac,
was crazy.
I think Pac was one of the few that sold millions.
There was a couple of niggas that sold it.
Still can't get over you saying that nobody goes out and gets CDs no more. Grandpa, what am I going to play the CD on? Ain't nothing got the port no more.
Did you ever have a CD player?
Can you play CDs on your Xbox?
Or were you straight to iPods?
I had the CD player, right?
So you had a
back
CD
in the
player.
Day, I had the CD player that would like clip onto your belt. I wore a belt because I was like 9.
Oh.
Younger than that. So I would like clip it onto my pants.
Dig this.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when CD players was like $500. Martin is right when Martin was on TV, bro. Because remember, there's a whole episode of who stole his CD player. CD players used to be $500 in the like mid to early 90s.
Crazy that people were paying that much for that thing.
Hell yeah, that shit is wild. That's crazy.
That's $5 now.
Yeah, that thing's like
all right. That shit $5 in the dollar store now. I remember when I got mine for the first time. Like Walmart used to have them locked up in the case. That's crazy.
Now them bitches is on the rabbit shelf.
The song you like, and you know the number. Let me go ahead and skip number.
Skip. Let me skip.
And you can hear it. And you can hear it.
And making you your mix, niggas have mix one through nine. Some of the same songs be on the same damn mix.
It'd be the same song, man. Yeah.
Be like, but God, one different song. Man,
selling you the mixtapes outside the gas station.
Man, I bought the drought three. Man, I bought all the drought.
T.I. was on the top and the bottom. I was like, why is this song here twice? He's like, T.I. and T.I.P. He's like, I see.
I bought all the Carters, all the droughts. Man,
my first MP3 player outside of a CD player. That's when my parents started going to church and stuff, so I couldn't put nothing but Christian rap on it. And my dad would make me plug it up to the car to make sure there's nothing but Christian rap on it.
Man, yeah, I remember
got me another one.
Yeah, I remember that EP3. Players with the damn USB. Then Steve Jobs changed all our lives with the iPod. I had the iPod.
It was the Nano.
David had every
gen. Yeah, I had every gen. I had every gen of the iPod.
I had to shuffle because it was like $40 and I couldn't see the screen. I didn't know what song was next.
No. iPod Classic, like I had all that shit. Then the Touch came out. Oh my God. I have all those at all my folks' house. I got all of them somewhere at the house at my folks' house. I need to go find because them shits is worth a lot of money.
That's worth some money.
And then I had the first iPhone. I don't remember what happened to it though. I wish I did because them shits go for like $40,000 right now.
Listen, I had a Razor, right? One of like the little Razor flip phones that swivel. So I got it when I was like 9 because I also like was home alone for like hours. And like I came to and from school by myself. My mom was like, no, you need to call me, text me when you get home. So I had my little Razor and bless my heart, I ain't get into trouble with it, but what I would do is when I was talking to my friends, I'd pull it out and I'd pretend I was a Power Ranger because they had the little and I would be like, bang, 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 bang. I was hot shit in the 3rd grade.
You know what?
Yeah.
What type of phones did y'all have going up through school? I had the BlackBerry, the chocolate.
Damn, so you fancy, huh?
The LG.
Oh, you had the chocolate?
Yep. Then went to your straight talk phones, the flip phone, Altel flip phone.
I love me.
The Razor.
Mm-hmm.
And then the iPhone. I love the BlackBerry.
My parents had a BlackBerry, but my first phone was a little Nokia. And then
you was playing Snake.
Yeah.
And then I had me a little Metro PCS flip phone. Clap clap. Then after that, my parents had an old BlackBerry. They weren't using no more, so they let me use that. It was one of the little scroll in the middle.
Yes. Man.
Then after that, I got a Razor, and then after that, I had a little Sidekick.
Oh, yeah,
Sidekick shout.
I was wondering if you had the Sidekick. I was going to ask if anybody had the Sidekick.
Those were cool as hell.
They were. I wanted one.
Yeah.
That was cool.
It was cool. I was surprised I got it, too.
BlackBerry is how for my cousin. Because we had our own little chat. Yeah. We had our, what was the BPM chat, some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you couldn't tell us shit.
And
yeah,
I had a fancy little case for mine. It was a leather case. I was
hot. Facts.
I thought I was hot shit in 8th grade. To bitch told me, yeah, my granddaddy dressed like that too. I said, damn.
That's foul. I should do that.
That's what niggas was like. Oh, you got the old nigga phone. You got a BlackBerry.
I looked at him like, man, chill.
I said, damn.
And that's when Gucci was coming out. He had the flip phone, calling it the trap phone. Everybody, oh, the trap phone. Shut the fuck up.
Man, it ain't nothing but a flip phone. Yeah. Oh, man, that was when BET. That was when BET chat was a thing.
Bro.
Never, ooh. I used to get in trouble watching BET Uncut. That was my shit right there.
Hey, listen, had Cartoon Network on Recall.
But then 11:59, it don't matter what was going on BET Uncut. It could be knee deep in the nastiest booty shaking video. 12 a.m. hit, that bitch cut off. Bobby Jones, gospel countdown. You about to
swear. But nah, let me tell you how crazy I was, man. I know if y'all had cable, and if you didn't have HBO or Cinemax, your horny little ass would try to flip the Cinemax.
Was on there watching Real Talk.
The shit be real sex at a certain time. Look, the fuzzy channel be trying. Look, you can only see it for like a quick second before you had to switch back. Because if you ain't had them channels, the shit was just a fuzzy shit, man. The struggle. As a kid trying to see ass and titties back then, it's crazy. Look, man, Lord have mercy. Bless us. We need therapy.
I was just watching George Lopez.
Shit, no.
I just started watching George Lopez.
George Lopez was the man.
You know, Codename Kids Next Door. That was my go to.
That was so good.
Oh, Cartoon Network had such a
I liked act. Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Really? Weren't they all dead? Like, there was like a...
No, that was just a fan theory. They confirmed that wasn't true.
The big theory was that the little boy was technically in a mental home, and he was basically in his head, and none of it was real. He was the imaginary friend, basically.
Yeah, that's what it was. No. Yeah.
And then I saw one that was like basically saying he had schizophrenia and those was all his different personalities.
So basically the little fucker was crazy.
It was another one where the girl, it was basically all in her imagination, and the little boy, they tried to say it was like her imaginary friend or a dead family member.
It gets deep. Shit gets real dark.
Always make dark shit for kids' shows.
That's when I found out that movie Bridge to
Terabithia, bro. Was
actually, oh man, that broke my heart when I found out that was a story based off of true shit. Story? Yeah, I was like, oh man, bro, that shit hurt my soul.
They had us read that and then watch it in like middle school. It was the first time I found out that a main character could die.
Right,
I was ruined. Dude, that and Shiloh, the one about the dog. Oh,
man,
they were just trying to traumatize us back then.
I swear. And then they brought out Hatchet. And so I'm like, so niggas just get lost on an island?
Yeah, that nigga was he did what he had to do on
the That was our first what was that Tom Hanks movie? Castaway. That was Castaway for kids. Hatchet. Hey, but he did it though.
He did it. Cause I don't know if at 12 or 13 I'd have been doing that.
I know. After reading that, I was ready to go try it. I was like, "Let me go get me." I'm a fucking
Rambo.
Go into the woods, facts. Oh shit, man! And then then they fucked us up as adults watching Game of Thrones. Here I am, infatuated with Ned. I'm like, damn, that's a solid ass nigga. I like Ned. Sir, whatever. Bring me his head. I was like, what? Nigga, what? And did they chop my man head off? I was like, yo, the fuck just happened? I dead ass looked at that TV. I was like my uncle when Clemson played Alabama and Clemson got their ass whooped. That nigga kept rewinding it, thinking the score was gonna change. Here I am watching Dan start getting his head cut off, looking at the TV like, nah, I know that just didn't happen. I was like, there ain't no damn way. Bro, I was fucked up. I was debating not watching that show, but I stayed in it. And boy, then they got me again. Red Wedding. It's like, damn, his son, you ready to come up and be him? And he got fucked up. I was like, yeah, y'all just fucking me up with this show. I was like, man, but that's one of the greatest television shows up until the end. Niggas just got lazy and leave the Starbucks cups in the shot. I said, that's fucking wild, yo. That's just crazy. Starbucks made the damn show. Where are we at? Where else we at? We got anything else on the docket?
Oh, no way. A lot. Spoke too soon. You got some?
We got a docket?
Big Bird.
Like,
honestly, y'all just traded shots. Why you think you like that? Did you even hear him?
I did, but like my heart definitely cannot.
Oh yeah, she's sick.
We need to go ahead and
get
it on.
Get into our vibes.
We go ahead and get on.
No, wait. Let me get something off my chest.
Uh-oh.
Oh, update, right. Little update. Last night, someone asked me if I would like to be their Valentine.
God damn.
Was it Marcus?
No.
Early,
huh?
For people who listen to this, like, not as soon as it comes out. We were recording this in August. End of August. Yeah. And someone asked me to be his Valentine. I said I'll think about it. Because I
somebody
know about me.
That's 6 months in advance. Why can't you change?
I'm going to have to say
you might not be here in 6 months.
I was like, dude, what if you find somebody? He was like, what if you find somebody? I was like, why are you asking? Like, and he was like, if
why
we're
you feel
single,
like you
gonna
be? Why are you planning on being that alone in just 6 months? Like, a lot can happen.
He's waiting for you. That's romantic.
Oh, no, see, yeah, you like not that shit. Oh, never mind. No, you yeah.
Because here's my thing. It would be romantic if there was follow through. Because you cannot wait. You gotta meet me halfway. And if you show that you...
Night. Oh, what if he cried while asking you like Jonathan Majors?
What if he begged?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you see my face? You can start crying once we're together.
I love you.
I love you. What did he say, Ty? What did he say that was fucked up? My strength.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Hey, look, you got to find it. Look, he asked you yesterday. Did he apply any pressure today?
I don't know. I haven't checked any of my messages. I'm telling you, I got home and
You're
the problem.
You are definitely like a red bone.
I'm the problem.
You're light skinned and you're red bone-ish. You ain't checking the messages. You are the true definition.
Because I'm sick.
Sick.
He didn't message me throughout the workday. I got home. I didn't even check my phone. I took some Zicam and a nap. I woke up for water and to record. Ooh. I'll check right now. Let's see.
Yeah, let's hear it. What you got?
Nothing. He hasn't already messaged me.
Oh, man.
He doesn't care like that. He doesn't care like that. I am a very comfortable... Listen, he left me on red. So there we go. Ooh. I am just a very comfortable placeholder for him. Okay. And I'm not, I respect myself too much to be that.
Nice.
So you can try with some other hoe. Yeah.
Mm. Get spicy, Dorado. Tiffany.
You think he listened to the pod?
Oh, he sure as shit doesn't. Some of my other guys listen to the pod. Shout out. Hey, baby. But he does not.
This nigga is wild. You are different.
Something's in real form tonight.
I'm telling you, she like when Tracy McGrady made like 20 points in a minute
and won 14 the game. Seconds.
I'm telling you,
14 seconds and won the game.
All you gotta do is, you know, give me a fever and I'll give you some chills. All right, let's go to the vibes of the day. I'm getting a little too crazy.
All right.
Oh my God.
Let's get into it. Man, my vibe of the day is inspired from when Ty was angry at the folks at work. And basically for people, if you're flagrant, if you're just being flagrant, we're just going to just throw a flag. This is runoff flag.
I wake up, first thing on my mind is the bed. Time I stay the night, I had to leave a sad. That's a flag, bitch, yeah, that's a flag. That's a flag, bitch, yeah, that's a flag. All these niggas pocket watch, you got me mad. Reach for they bed before I do, they bust your ass. That's a flag, bitch, yeah, that's a flag. That's a flag, yeah, yeah, that's a flag. Don't invite me to no dinner day, let run on shore late. Hope you tell my she gon' make me, babe. You know I had to skate. She set me up, thought I would stay. I guess I'm running a little delay. I'll start watching it like lemonade, lean in my mini mate. Been in here for a week, these are same coaches yesterday. I've been having cake, you better not give me none of my birthday. She keep talking about her ex, nigga, say he ain't pushing weight. That's a flag, don't pillow talk about a bitch that I didn't have. Oh, I smash, why you at the O? I'm pulling out her track. Studio, they got me hot, take out my shirt, turn her too bad. She complain, she got no man, but she say she don't suck no dick. She ain't say she was a virgin, bleeding bad, thought she was wet. Niggas turn the gangsters out of school, you was the teacher pet. I be probably got that shit, rubber dick, I fuck her quick. Soon I drink so much, I probably spot some rainbow in my piss. I won't respond to no diss, nigga mask up and go stand. I wake up, first thing on my mind is the bed. Time I stay the night, I had to leave a sad. That's a flag, bitch, yeah, that's a flag. That's a flag, bitch, yeah, that's a flag. These nigga pocket watch got me mad. Reach for it, baby, before I do, they bust your ass. That's a flag, bitch, yeah, that's a flag. That's a flag, bitch, yeah, that's a flag. Tryna get rich and have a diamond, weigh a ton. Nigga love talking money, they don't have no friends. She ain't tryna fuck them, she gotta get plenty. Tell her get out, bitch, start laughing, her was funny. Mess those niggas hang out window. We gon' slide inside a caddy. Eat this shit inside my lungs. We do not smoke on no rubbers. Niggas lying, 2021. How long this gon' keep going? Tell the cameraman, don't put in the beginning. These is toys. Boy, you got a gun, he got a gun. What is you running for? He's the youngest, hardest nigga. I swear he need an award. Niggas that like sissies, left them in the pan. Got head up in the car, it's nut all on my pants. Wake up, first thing on my mind is the bed. Time I stay the night, I had to leave a sad. That's a flag, bitch, yeah, that's a flag. That's a flag, bitch, yeah, that's a flag. All these niggas pocket watch, you got me mad. Reach for it, babe, before I do, they bust your ass. That's a flag, bitch, yeah, that's a flag. That's a flag, bitch, yeah, that's a flag. That's a flag.
That was runoff flag. I'm so mad that NCAA played us because that song, when they brought out the trailer to that game, that was the intro song. What are you supposed to start the game?
And they, like,
now that shit had just had, got
all the people doing the intro.
Yeah, that shit was cold.
They don't realize.
But that. Now they just got the drum.
The goddamn drum.
Oh, so tight.
I was like, God damn.
I had to turn that shit off.
They already paying the students. You think they got enough money to pay these artists too?
You're gonna get that job. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
Damn, the drumline soundtrack on there. That shit would have been gold.
So,
oh,
yeah,
is it me? Okay,
yes.
Next song, Sleepy Hollow, Don't Front, Freestyle.
On the beat, by the way. Don't front, chop a dump. My bitch pretty, I fuck from the front. Took an ally, came back and I won. Boy, lost a fight, he came back with a gun. Don't front, top two, but you not number one. I know mama, she proud of her son. I know you know that I'm not the one. Baby, I'm not the one. New whip, new box of gun. Told her shake it, she like, it's fun. Drop the boat, I know she like, get drunk. Gucci gang, I just bought a little pump. If I tell Billy, do it, it's done. Who want smoke, I'ma roll up a blunt. And she said she hate me, still gave me the bunch. I got book, cause I stay with a gun. I'm sorry, your honor, I'm not one of them. Yeah, I'm smart, but I let her go dumb. Body different, I came from the slums. You know me, I've been shooting from young. The strippers love me, I be throwing them ones. Know some niggas that die with their gun. You could have it and still get slumped. He got booked, now this bitch tryna fuck. Ain't no loyalty, why would you cuff? You ain't got it, so why would you bluff? They won't smoke, I be ready to puff. Time to slide, is you ready or what? Try to run, but he ran out of luck. Free up chef, we be cooking shit up. Free my dog, I ain't talking no pup. If it's up, then it's stuck. Shoot my shot, I be coming in clutch. Money calling, I'm picking it up. Drop your mans like who picking them up. You can look, but don't touch. I start bugging, I'm chewing shit up. She like, sleepy, you love me or what? She feel like I just don't be giving a fuck. Look. Don't front, chop a dump. My bitch pretty, I fuck from the front. Took an ally, came back and I won. Boy lost a fight, he came back with a gun. Don't front, top two, but you not number one. I know mama, she proud of her son. I know you know that I'm not the one. I'm not the one, I'm not the one.
That show was fire. I realized who that is. He was in a song with my boy Fredo, Bang, that I like.
I told you I had like five other ones. Marcus picked that one out, y'all. Sleepy Hollow.
That was fire.
It's fire. Marcus on Fortnite. He over here grinding the battle pass. Let's go.
Lucky man.
Getting all them Marcus.
Next,
what you got for us over here?
Mine is by Bryson Teller. I had to think about it. Peace Interlude. I think I picked this on before, but we're gonna go with it.
Some time. I need peace. Just give me some time. Give me peace of mind.
Bryson Tiller, Peace Interlude. That album fire.
Real good.
Miss Tiff.
So mine is from a musical because I'm out of it, y'all. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm gonna keep using that excuse till it's not relevant.
Dang.
It is Keep Your Friends Close. From the Epic musical, and just a little background, this man is just on a boat with his crew trying to get home to his wife. That's it.
Great wind god Aeolus, I don't know if you know this, but our path to home is blocked by an impenetrable storm. I ask for your assistance so we at last can go the distance. Can you cast the perfect winds for us and aid our journey home?
Ha ha ha, I am the wind, twisting and what I'm serving, and if you win, you will get what you're yearning.
Deal.
Take a look right here at this bag. It has the winds of the storm all trapped. All you gotta do is not open this bag.
Sounds too easy, what's the catch?
Ha ha ha. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Never really know who you can trust.
If they wanna get the bag open, you gotta say no, sir.
Sometimes hearing is a must.
What? Friends, we mustn't lie.
It's treasure.
What?
Bye-bye.
Open the bag.
Let's see what you got.
No, do not. Everybody listen closely. See how this bag is closed. That's how it's supposed to be. This bag has the storm inside. We cannot let the treasure rumor fly.
We'll try.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Never really know who you can trust.
To make it home with no storm or tidal wave, I remain unopposed. The bag is still closed, and I'm getting closer to you.
Penelope,
I can't wait to make some new memories.
Penelope,
time for me to be the father I never was.
Just keep your eyes open.
Why are my eyes and my heart and my soul so heavy?
Just keep your eyes open.
I keep on trying to embrace you both. Why won't you let me?
Just keep your eyes open.
So much has changed, but I'm the same. Yes, I'm the same.
Just keep your eyes open.
Keep your eyes open.
Wake up. Wake up, Odysseus. They're opening the bag. Wake up!
No!
Keep your friends close and your enemies close to
you.
Where's the storm taking us?
I said to keep the bag closed, but you were compliant. If I had to guess, you're headed to the land of the giants.
Storm, storm, storm.
of Ithaca!
Do you know who I am?
Well, that sounds like some shit happened on that boat.
Uh-huh. This poor man just wants to see his wife. That's all.
I was going through it in my mind right now. I was like, I'm hearing shit. I was over here like, what? It's getting intense. Oh, man. Well, all right.
I tell you, we took y'all on a journey.
Mm-hmm.
Never know how these vibes going to take you. Tyler, what's the word for it?
Oh, man. Oh, hold on. I think I wrote it down. If I could. Sorry, y'all. I was not prepared, but I saved it. Hold on. All right.
Damn, I forgot to go to that class for work today. You don't have that, you big child. Oh, fuck.
I wrote a bunch. So, hold on. I do this at work. All right. Common sense. Oh, shit. I can't read. It's fine. Don't worry about it. You know, what I'm going to say is, we just need to stop taking everything so personal. Sometimes it's not just it's not as deep as we make it seem. And the issue is not always about you. You know, it's not always about stop being so sensitive all the time. If we just take our emotions out of some things can be rearranged.
Play the song.
Nothing matters anyway, 'cause I'm still still here, no past, don't care about looking back anyway, if I'm moving on it anyway.
Yeah, yeah, word. Life changes. Aw, man. How's anybody gonna hear it if I don't record it? New shit I'm driving, yo, I probably couldn't afford it. Would be trapped in a hood state of mind, end up less rewarded.